Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're going to go straight into Galatians, and you're going to go to chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. And he's talking here about the privileges of Christian liberty, the things we should stand fast for in Christ, some of our freedoms and the way we ought to conduct ourselves. We find that a key to it here in verse number 13 says, "Brethren, you've not been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." This freedom that you've been called to, you're supposed to use this freedom to serve one another. And then in verse number 22, it says the fruit of the Spirit is what is the very first thing that's listed? Love. It's that same word that we've been looking at throughout all the scripture here for the past verses. It's the fruit of the Spirit, meaning if God is working in your life, love is going to be evident. And if it's not, then you're not bearing fruit. And we have to re-examine our relationship with Christ and figure out why these fruits aren't evident in our life. Why our walk with Christ isn't where it ought to be. It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I mentioned that this morning. When the Bible says something is pleasing or acceptable to God, or when they say that there's nothing wrong with these things, you can hang your hat on that. You can bank your life on those things. You can count on them. These principles, you practice them in your life, you can't go wrong with these things. You can't go wrong exercising your faith, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You think the Lord's ever going to look down at you and say, "He has too much faith"? That's just, of course not. "He's been too good." No. "Well, that guy, he's just too meek. He's too gentle. He has too much self-control. He loves people too much." These are the fruits of the Spirit. These are the things that when the world looks at us, they ought to not understand how we possess them. How are you this way? In the midst of these circumstances and the things that we face, how are these the things that are evident in your life? And we'd be able to tell them because of Jesus. That love is made present. It should be made known. Against these things, there is no such law. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3. So we're in Galatians, next book over. We're in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 3. We'll look at verse number 17. Ephesians 3:17. He has a prayer for these people, and this prayer that he's praying that they'd be strengthened, it's for this purpose in 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, might be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I love that phrase, to know the love of Christ. Because he even says right there, it passeth all knowledge. How do you know something that passeth all knowledge? And we've talked about it before. It's because that phrase, to know, literally is to know through experience. That you might experience the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. You can't just read about this or try. You have to experience it. You can't even just be told about it. You have to live it, to live through the love of Christ. And that's his prayer. And so we see that we ought to pray for love, not just in our life, but in the lives of those around us. That's his prayer here for the Ephesians. They're dear to his heart, and Paul's praying that they might experience that love of Christ in their life. When is the last time? It's just another salah moment, another stop and think about it. That we prayed for the love of Christ in our life. And yet, the last time we prayed for it in the life of someone else, where our prayer for them was that they might know the love of Christ, that they would experience it. Not just that the Lord provides for their needs or takes care of their troubles and their afflictions, but that they would know the love of Christ. That's how real, powerful, and important love ought to be in our life, that we desire it not only for ourselves, but for others. These things that we've talked about up to this point, the godliness, that's for ourselves. This virtue, the way we ought to conduct ourselves, these things, this is all for the improvement and the betterment of ourselves and our walk with Christ. And when we get to this final attribute of love, this is when Scripture says, hey, and pray for others that they'd experience the same thing. We'll jump on the wagon and pray that, you know, they'll become virtuous. You know, they'll drop these bad habits or those bad habits. Or we'll pray that, you know, they start behaving themselves in a better conduct, or that they'll be healed of these afflictions or these ailments. But for the love of God to be so real in your life that you would pray for it in the life of another, it's a special level of that relationship with Christ. And you won't do that until you've experienced it for yourself, until it's that real to you. Then you'll begin to pray for it for others as well, and you'll work all the more to show it forth in your life. And time has slipped away. I don't know what verse we would use to encapsulate it when Scripture accounts for it 117 times. How do you pull out one verse to kind of wrap up the subject of love? But let me tell you this. Here's a great place for it. If you want a list of these other verses, let me know. I'll mark them to you. I've got an underline under the ones that are kind of like the key talking verses for tonight. And we didn't hit them all. Time wouldn't allow. But turn over to the book of 1 John. Turn to 1 John. When you want this love to be real, just read through the book of 1 John. It's mentioned so often. And that dear disciple John, he knew something about the love of Christ. He was that disciple whom Jesus loved. So turn over to 1 John. Let's look at chapter 4. We'll end it here. 1 John 4, verse 7. There's so much here leading up to this point. I encourage you, read 1 John. It talks about loving in deeds, not just in words, but in truth, in our actions to make this love real. And this would just be our closing for this evening. 1 John 4, 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And that great warning in the next verse, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Why? For God is love. God is love. So I encourage you, make note of these spiritual stepping stones, if you will, in 2 Peter chapter 1. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. This love. Why? Because God is love. He is that all-consuming fire we read about in Hebrews 12:29. But God is love. So how evident should it be in our life? He's our God, our Redeemer, our Savior. So build on these things in your life, and I promise you, you will walk closer to the Lord. He'll become more precious to you, more dear to you. And the fruits of your labor will be known. They will be made known through these principles, these spiritual stepping stones of maturity. And when you think you're at the end, just keep completing that cycle and grow the more and the more.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.